Tēnā koe, Mecca. Thank you for joining us today. Well, COVID's been detected in the wastewaters of the Tairawhiti. It's in Hawke's Bay, Mecca. Well, welcome. What's been the local reaction, Mecca?
Well, we were told on Friday that they were detected, of course, detected in Hastings, Napier, and, of course, Tairawhiti, and that obviously spurred a lot of people to come into the clinics to get vaccinated. So that's been a positive. But, look, touch wood, we haven't detected any community transmitted cases actually in our community, so that's a bit of a relief. But obviously, in Tairawhiti here, on the back of the flooding from Thursday, Friday, or last week, it was another blow. But, you know, we stood up. Clinics were stood up over the weekend. I was reported by the chief executive of Tūranga Health. They had 400 people come through the drive-through on the weekend. And I also got reported down in Hawke's Bay, they did 3,000 vaccinations over the weekend. So that goes to show that people probably were waiting or still a bit hesitant. But, you know, the wastewater announcement on Friday really motivated a lot of people across my electorate to get vaccinated, and I'm really pleased about that.
As we all should be, nothing like a local case to get things moving. Sometimes, I guess, for those living in our regions, they can feel that it's a city issue. Quite obviously, it's more than that.
No, totally. And I guess we've all been bracing for when COVID arrives in our rural communities, or the planning that's underway, and people are just prepared. But look, this wasn't COVID, touch wood. It was in the wastewater, and obviously more testing will happen. I have been informed that the Hastings test has come back negative, even though it was initially positive. Napier is obviously will be tested. It's prompted leaders down in the Hawke's Bay area to extend the testing to Wairoa and central Hawke's Bay. So that means our whole Hawke's Bay region will be retested, all tested again. And Gisborne, I'm sure the same thing would happen here, just to ensure that it hasn't gone into community transmission at this point. And so, you know, everything that needs to be done, the health officials, the regional leaders, the mayors, everyone stepped up. The same message went out on Friday, and all the precautionary messages went out as well. And so far, people have been following the health messages in our areas.
What will be your ongoing role regarding the vaccination program in your electorate, Mecca?
So one of the things I have been actively doing across my entire electorate, which goes from the top of the East Coast down to Wainuiomata, I've been engaging with my four DHBs through Zooms, regularly talking to them about their Māori rollout plan. I've been talking about their protection or resurgence plan for when COVID comes. So really keeping an eye on it from our health professionals across my electorate on how things are going. I've also had several meetings with all my hauoras across my electorate, again, on the back of the announcement of the extra $120 million that Minister Henare and other ministers were instrumental of gaining. And that was after our Zooms with all our Māori leadership, that we needed more resourcing. So touching base right at a granular level, because obviously our Māori hauoras are the ones that are doing all the vaccinations and have been doing them for well over a year now. So it was really just touching base with our engine room and to make sure that resourcing is coming to the really needed areas like the Tairawhiti and the Hawke's Bay right down to Wainuiomata. And I'm pleased to say that those engagements has given me confidence that we will get our numbers. Of course, we're down to the ones that don't want to be contacted, but I'm heartened by the initiatives that people across the electorate are coming up with to reach in the schools, in the employers that are open to our visits of our hauoras. And look, our numbers are starting to lift, particularly here in the Tairawhiti. And like I said, pleasing to see that, but again, more work to be done. But I understand some funding announcements will be made this week by government to these key areas of mine.
Are you noting any ambivalence? In fact, some are getting increasingly frustrated with what they're describing as being held to ransom by those who refuse to get vaccinated. We know there are the hesitant, And then there are the ignorant, I suppose. Any feeling for the mood of the people in that regard?
Oh, look, we've got them everywhere in the country and seeing, you know, with the Prime Minister visiting both Whanganui and Northland, how bold they are. We've got our people here that probably are pro-choice or anti-vax or hesitant, but probably not as bold as what you've seen in some of the big, like Auckland, for example, and up Northland, because we know everybody here, literally, or somebody knows who's related to who. For those that are pro-choice, it's not so evident in Te Tairawhiti, but I know we do have pro-choice people here. But in terms of some of the antics we've seen on TV where people are shouted down or protested, I haven't yet heard about that. I've been to a lot of the drive-ins across the electorate. I don't see the protests we see in other parts of the area, but that's not to say it's not there. I just think people, it's a different horses for courses, but in Tairawhiti, it's more just the hesitancy and people just wanting more information. That's what we're dealing with, and that's why our whole orders are going onto streets, using the heat maps that the Ministry of Health are providing, some of the data that they've been able to achieve through going into PHOs that's been made available on individual clients. And so, you know, we're pulling every possible string to get our numbers up here in the Tairawhiti, and it's across the electorate.
Just finally as well, Mecca, thank you. Updates from the cleanup?
Yeah, so obviously our state of emergency, our localised state of emergency, went for about 26 hours. So it was called about 2 o'clock on Thursday and was lifted about 4:30 on Friday. So very short one, but obviously the damage has already been done in terms of slips. We've got dedicated suburbs like Sponge Bay, Hill Road, which is the back of Ormond Road, where we've got the most severe damage. And I guess we've had assessors all out over the weekend. A lot of mud that has gone into some properties. And so the assessment's out now. But the sun is shining. I can report, Dale, here in Te Tairawhiti. And so, yes, the ongoing cleanup will be happening today as it has been over the weekend.
Thank you for sharing some kōrero with us. Make all the best for the week ahead.
Tēnā koe, Dale.